Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg dictating an endoscopy report on Kayla Cruz Rodriguez, date of birth 5/5/1977, date of procedure January 5th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg, DO. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is abdominal pain, comma, family history of colon cancer and maternal grandmother, comma, heartburn, comma, screening for colon cancer. Indication, description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, preparation, drug resistance, which is possibility of insinuation, such as malignancy, well, extensive patient period. Patient is brought to the endoscopy seat, placed in left lateral position. Today is for anesthesia service and monitoring anesthesia care period, or will lubricate video vision. Well, lubricated Olympus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced the direction to the second portion of the bottom period care. Examination of the duodenum, both second and third portion of the duodenum, stomach G junction, esophagus period, erection, pepsis, obtained the cardio period, aortic suction from some before, duodenoscope period, the patient is in turn around and up lateral position period, as a short exit exam is wrong period, while lubricated Olympus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum, advancing the direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, like cecal valve, and common visible. The terminal ileum is also evaluated, period, careful examination made of cecum, like cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum period, erection, pepsis was obtained, and the rectum period, bowel preparation was good with a Boston bowel prep score of 7-2-3-2 period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, there was an unremarkable proximal metastasis. Next line, the Z-line was regular at 35 centimeters from the pipe block. Next line, distal esophageal biopsies were obtained to evaluate for reflux changes. Next line, there was gastric erythema noted throughout with some evidence of hemorrhagic gastritis. Biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and cerebral H. pylori. Next time, there was evidence of extrinsic compression noted on the gastric body. Biopsies were obtained in this area. It was mobile and did not look like a submucosal nodule or a polyp. Next line, there was a duodenal bulb nodularity. This was biopsied extensively for evaluation. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 biopsies obtained to rule out celiac disease given anemia. Next line, at colonoscopy, the terminal ileum was unremarkable in the last 5 centimeters. Next line, there were two diminutive ascending colon sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion. Next line, it is important to note that the patient had a significantly tortuous and looping colon, which required a significant amount of counter pressure and repositioning the patient on her back in order to reach the cecum and the terminal ileum. Period. Plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 5 years, pending PATH. Next line, we'll start patients on daily medication for reflux with famotidine or PPI, comma, we'll discuss in clinic further. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.